Now, we'll catch up with Nick Ashman in a moment too. He's out at the trials this morning and is listening to a press conference with Chris Waddle as well, basically saying the same as what he said to us earlier on, that delighted with the mare and with Winx. And she wore the earmuffs this morning too, which is just part of her attire these days, just helps settle it out. And Chris not tampering with routine either, Jared.
No, exactly. She really jumped from the gates world this morning, didn't she? That was the thing I really took out of it. So she usually probably sits a bit further back in her trials than what she did this morning, but she jumped that well that she just got in a nice position. Why would you fight against her? So certainly Huey didn't and let her roll along, and it was a really nice trial.
Nick Ashman's with us now. Morning, Nick.
G'day, Cozzy. G'day, Jared. How are you?
Good,
everyone,
mate. Nick. Have you had a word to Huey? Caught up with him?
No, we didn't get a chance to talk to Huey yet. We spoke with Chris, who was super happy with her trial, as you would be. I mean, the thing I like about Winx is she's getting older. She's showing better and better gait speed, and that early speed, we all know how quick she is at the end of races, but if she can add a couple of lengths early on, it's going to make it almost impossible to beat, isn't it?
Yeah, this morning I said to Chris when we had him on, did she trial a bit fresh than what he thought? But he said a lot of those horses weren't perhaps anywhere near the class of her. That may have flattered. A lot of the ones behind her weren't in the same class as her, sort of thing, and then that may have flattered the fact that why she was up running third.
Yeah, quite possibly as well. But I mean, without seeing the sectionals early on, it'd be great to have a look at them when they come through.
Yeah.
I still feel like she showed pretty good early too. Her leg speed, I was paying close attention to her leg speed early doors, and it was quite good. It was better than what I've seen in the past. So, and I thought Music Magnate, obviously, who won the trial, he trialled super. He's already a Group 1 winner, and he's a genuine sprinter, Music Magnate, so you sort of expected him to win the trial. She's now had 13 trials, guys. She's run third, I think, on 6 occasions. She's never run better than third in the trial, so I think what she did today is as good as we can expect from her at her first trial this time in.
Fair bit to come out of the trial, Nick. I mean, you already mentioned Music Magnate, which looks like it's come back super. And Endless Drama is an interesting runner, isn't it? Chris Waller Import only had the one run in Australia there in the McKinnon. But it looks like it could be maybe Doncaster contender, and that was a really good trial this morning.
Yeah, there was a bit of a sprick on this horse, last year. There's a few blokes wanting to tip me this horse in the McKinnon, and so it doesn't surprise me, as we see with these European gallopers, they so often improve vastly from their first prep here in Australia to their second prep, so it doesn't surprise me that this guy's come out and run a really, really good trial there this morning, just getting the better of Winx late in the piece. So I think you're absolutely right, this Endless Drama might be one for the Doncasters. And I quickly jumped on the tab.com.au and noticed Music Magnate was $26.725. Thank you very much for the place in the TJ Smith Stakes, which looks a really nice race for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, $25. There it is, $26, I should say. And for the TJ Smith and Chautauqua, $4.60, heading the market there. Astern, $6. Flying Artie and Spieth, $8 each of two. So, yeah, look, if all these come to the day in good order, that is going to be one ripper race, the TJ Smiths during the championships. Yeah, Music Magnate, $26. And I noticed a few little bets trickling in there this morning after that trial.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, they don't usually trial that well and race poorly. Of course, he had a bit of an issue there last year, and he's obviously come back. We needed to see that from him, and I thought it was an outstanding trial from him. And, you know, Chautauqua, I think he was maybe a tad disappointing there in the spring. He probably didn't quite live up to what we know of him. Finale was very good down the straight. Winning the Coolmore, and he's a good horse, but he's got to come out and do it against the older horses. So a horse like Music Magnate has done it in the Durman 10,000 last year. He sort of ticks a couple of those older weight for age boxes for mine, and I think he's great value, Jared, at $26 with you blokes.
Yep, he tried well. It'll be interesting through the day to see the rest of them, Nick. It's that time of year where they all start flooding back and you get those surprise packets. Often two-year-olds that didn't show a lot come back as the three-year-olds, and after, they come back in the autumn and they really start to fire. They mature, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely, Cozzy. And also the three-year-olds, particularly like the Fastnet Rock breed and stuff like that, I've found over the years that they really come into their own in the autumn. Fastnet Rock himself I think he ran fourth in the Golden Slipper. He was decent as a spring three-year-old, but it was as an autumn three-year-old that we saw him come through and take out. I think it was the Newmark or the Lightning, maybe it was, or the Oakley Plate. I think he won two of them and yep. lost one from memory or something like that. But that's when he really dominated. So I'm really looking forward to it. We've got a good set of barrier trials on, I think it's Friday, the 27th of January. I'm told a couple of the jocks have said to me that some of their big guns are coming back and trialling that day. So I think for the next few weeks, all eyes on the trial, and we could probably find a couple of futures winners, get the big price early with tab.com.au.
And the other thing, Nick, it's a weird thing, but the autumn, they've had a bit more time, and often ones that were late foals, just that extra bit of growth, bit of time, they really improve now in the autumn.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Cosy. That's a real good point. Most foals born in October, some of them born in November. Quite often as a spring three-year-old, they're not even three when they're racing. There are still only two. I think so, you think, from memory. Was that Pity when a Cox played effectively at two? Was that?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. So horses like that can often just, you know, jump out of the ground. I mean, he was very good even as a spring three-year-old. But you make a good point. I think we need to keep an eye on these horses. And particularly when you see them at the trials, you can get you lay your eyes on them. Usually as a spring three-year-old, they're a little bit immature. They haven't quite come up in the weather or whatever else. And then you see them as an autumn three-year-old, they've really developed.
Yeah, different ball game.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, isn't it, guys? You're just sitting there, your fingers, you're ready to hit the bet now button. You just can't hold, you've got to hold off, don't you?
Well, we've worn out the Tab app already.
Well, as we know, the problem every autumn is just the weather. You just need the weather to hold up, and you know, obviously it tends to throw a spinner in the works. It just rains in the autumn in Sydney, but hopefully not this year.
Mate, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a tip. Every year I do this, every year I back a couple of things that I think have just come back in better shape, like Cozzy just said, but I also back one or two wet trackers for the Randwick races. So if you're having a punt now, you're looking at a Doncaster, maybe Queen Elizabeth, because who knows, if it's a heavy tent, will Chris Waller run on a heavy tent? Maybe we need to just have a couple of little small bets on things at 50 and 80 to 1 that we know are absolute mudlarks.
And the good thing is, if you back them, we know you're going to share with us, Nick, and that's what's really encouraging. All right, mate.
You see me up there.
All right, mate. Good on you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
Good on you, boys.
See you, Nick. Nick Ashman there.